So I'm here in Visual Studio 2005. I'm going to create a new build, team build, for my job board project, and I am actually going to then deploy the web application as part of that build process. So what I'm going to do is go down to my job board project. I'm going to right-click, and I'm going to say new build type. I'm going to give it a name. We're going to call this release build. And I am going to select my solution that I want to build. Release is fine. We'll do it in mixed platforms. And then I'm going to set up where I'm actually going to be building it. So I'm going to be building it on the Notion TFS machine. And we're going to be setting up the build directory to team builds. And then the drop location for the binaries when it gets done. And this is a UNC path, so it doesn't have to be on the machine that I'm working with. It just happens to be that it's going to be in my case, but it could be any UNC path out on your organization. Okay, so we've set that up. Oh, and this is actually D. So next. And then if I had any tests I could run, I would run them as part of the build. I could set that up here by selecting Run Test and then selecting the VSMDA. MDI file and the tests in there that I want to run. I'm not going to run any tests as part of this. We're just going to go through and actually create a build and then deploy the website. So at this point, I get a little summary at the end here telling me all my configurations and everything. And I finish. And I'm presented with a build script, which I'm going to close, actually. I'm going to go into Solution Explorer, and I'm going to access my release build. Right-click on my build proj file. I'm going to say get the latest version. I'm going to right click and say check out for edit. I'm going to check it out, and then I'm going to open it up. And I'm going to dive down to the bottom of my script, and right inside of here I'm going to add a new target, which is basically an xcopy target. And I've already have a copy of that right here, so it'll be quicker to just paste that in there. So basically what I've done is I've overrided the after build drop target, and I am doing an X copy, and I'm basically copying the published websites directory for my job board application out onto this network share that we have. So I have this network website set up, which I want to deploy my web application out to. So at this point, I've made some modifications to it. I'm going to save my changes to the build script. I'm going to go back to source control and make sure that I check it in, because the build will not take advantage of my changes unless I do so. I'm going to go back over to my Team Explorer. I'm going to right click on my release build, say build team project job board, and make sure that the release build is the build type. My build machine is correct, and my build directory is correct. And at this point, I'm going to say build. It's going to go out and give it a second to fire up here and go through the build. You'll see we get a nice little build summary as part of the build, with a lot of relevant information. And as it goes through, it refreshes itself every little bit here, and we will see then the actions that are taken. So right now it's initializing that build, and it's pulling down the source to the build location where it's actually going to build. And now you can see it's going through and compiling the job board application. So it's recompiling all the sources. And it's already completed. So it says it's completed successfully. So it's copied them out to the drop location. Everything seems to have worked. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to work my way out to our website directory. And lo and behold, our website has been published out into the website directory out on our network share. So as you can see, creating and deploying your web application as part of a build project, a theme build project, is a fairly simple task. You basically set up the xcopy command, override the target, and you're good to go. To get further information on Visual Studio Team System, you can access the Visual Studio Team System homepage on MSDN, and you can learn more information about how to learn, try, and buy Team System. You can also access one of the many team centers available that are focused on the specific roles or Team Foundation server itself. You can also access the downloads area where you can actually go out and download a 180-day trial of Visual Studio Team Suite, which includes all the roles packaged into one software suite. And you can take it out for a test drive to see what functionality meets your needs. And you may find that you can buy a specific role or that Team Suite is a better option for you. For other information, you can visit TeamSystemRocks.com, where we have, let's go to the homepage, it basically Team System News. It's updated daily, so you can get links to a lot of valuable information available on the internet. You can also access the tutorial section, where you have all kinds of tutorials available to you. On the left-hand side here, we have a list of rather short 2-3 minute tutorials on very specific focused areas of Team System. And then on the right side here, you will see some longer videos, more in-depth, anywhere covering from 15 to 50 minutes in length on specific topics with Team System.